Hey there, wisdom warriors. It's your boy Logan Cruz back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you level up your mental game. Today we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're on this crazy rollercoaster called life, riding it solo, beating yourself up every time the track dips? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against those inner critics, that nagging voice constantly reminding you of your perceived flaws? It's not some fancy meditation technique or expensive self-help seminar. It's something far simpler and more powerful. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another buzzword, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about indulging in every whim or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Would you berate your best friend for messing up a presentation? Probably not, right? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them it's okay to make mistakes, and help them learn from the experience. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh judgment and negativity? It's time to ditch that inner critic and embrace the power of self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Accept that imperfections are not failures, but opportunities for growth. Remember, even the seemingly flawless Instagram influencers have their struggles, they're just better at hiding them. So, next time you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it as a learning experience. 2. Practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to your inner critic. Notice the negative thoughts and judgments swirling around in your head. When those thoughts pop up, don't judge yourself for having them. Just observe them without getting swept away by their negativity. You can even try labeling them as negative thoughts or simply passing clouds. This creates space between you and those thoughts, allowing you to respond with more clarity and compassion. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Would you withhold support from a loved one struggling through a tough time? Probably not. So why would you deny yourself the same kindness and understanding? When you're facing challenges, talk to yourself as you would talk to a dear friend with warmth, encouragement, and genuine care. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you have rather than what you lack can shift your perspective and increase your sense of self-worth. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend or a beautiful sunset. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and self-criticism. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, perfection isn't real. Striving for it only sets you up for disappointment and frustration. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work, your heart is racing, and suddenly you realize you forgot a key slide. Your inner critic starts screaming, "This is it, this is the moment where you fail spectacularly." But hold on. If you were talking to a friend in this situation, wouldn't you offer words of reassurance? Don't panic. You've got this. Maybe you can improvise or just focus on delivering your key points with confidence. That's exactly what self-compassion would sound like. Instead of letting those negative thoughts derail you, take a deep breath, acknowledge the setback, and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. Focus on what you can control: your delivery, your enthusiasm, and your willingness to learn from this experience. So there you have it, wisdom warriors. Remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate the ups and downs of life with greater resilience, kindness, and joy. Don't be afraid to treat yourself with the same love and understanding you offer to others. Now, go out there and spread some self-compassion like wildfire. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app, let me know what resonated with you. And don't forget to join our community online for more wisdom and support. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.